If you're looking for Pac-Man or Tetris, you might expect to find them in an arcade, on a home computer, or maybe even in a bar. But at the Museum of Modern Art, well, that'll soon be the case, as MoMA welcomes 14 video games into its collection. Senior curator Paola Antonelli joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Paola. So, you know, in addition to Pac-Man and Tetris, your acquisitions include SimCity, Myst, and Cannibalt. How do you determine a video game that's art and what's not?
And EVE Online and Dwarf Fortress and a few others. Well, art is a gigantic universe, and within this gigantic universe, there's a galaxy called design. And design comes in many different flavors, and one of them is interaction design, which is the way we interact with digital artifacts. It's very sophisticated. We'll live it every day. And we decided to pick video games as great synthesis and great examples of interaction design.
I don't see Grand Theft Auto or Doom on your list, so they're not art?
Well, we're talking about design, and design has an intrinsic, constructive, and positive attitude. So we've had so many discussions, and we're still a little bit out on this case, but we decided to not, for the first iteration, acquire the games that are immediately violent and don't seem to have a constructive attitude towards the world.
You had a wish list to acquire 40 video games in all. What would it take for MoMA to acquire the other 26 that you wanted, games like Pong and Space Invaders and Donkey Kong?
Time and experience and research. Acquiring video games is an enormous feat. It requires a big team of conservators, legal experts, curatorial, you know. So it's a big weight on MoMA, and it took us a year and a half to get to these 14. We're going to proceed slowly and very pensively on all the others.
You know, MoMA isn't the first museum to exhibit video games. The National Portrait Gallery in Washington had an exhibit this year. Is this about trying to draw in younger crowds?
Absolutely not. Actually, we've been acquiring interaction design for a very long time, number one. Number two, it's not about young crowds, because video gamers are of all, I mean, all ages and all sizes. It's really about acknowledging that interaction design is so important in our lives that we need to take a stance and do what we do, which is educate the public on how to sharpen that critical tools.
So how will you be presenting the video games at MoMA? I mean, some on the list, like Pac-Man, you can play in a few minutes, but others like Dwarf Fortress take a really long time.
Absolutely. We're going to go the opposite direction than an arcade. So there's not going to be nostalgia. There's really going to be concentration on the interaction. People will be able to play games like Passage that take 5 minutes in their entirety. For Pac-Man, they'll have like a timed interactive experience. Dwarf Fortress, EVE Online are so complex that we will work with the designers and the producers to give demos, some of them interactive, some not, that give a whole sense both of the universe of these games and of the interaction.
Are people going to have to show up with quarters?
Absolutely not. I told you, no arcade yet.
Okay. And you know, what about people who want nothing to do with video games? What will people think about seeing them at MoMA?
Oh, MoMA is so big, they can avoid it altogether. But I don't think that anybody wants to have nothing to do with video games once they understand what's behind them. I think that sometimes we stereotype art examples in our lives. We say the category of video games is frivolous, not important. But when curators explain to you why it could be important in your life, you just hopefully get won over and at least pay attention.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Sotirios. Goodbye.
Paola Antonelli is senior curator at MoMA's Department of Architecture and Design. MoMA's initial video game exhibit will be installed in March.